I just be one. Like, damn, why the fuck 1 minute I'm up, 1 minute I'm down, 1 minute I'm up, 1 minute I'm down? It's because myself is waving. I'm waving. It ain't my finances waving. It ain't nothing waving. It's me that's waving. And when my mind waves over to put my focus on, you know, something that I like or something that I want.
Right.
Because I can be like, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is what means something to me is what I'm trying to say. If I say, well, I'm putting my focus on something that means something to me, because a lot of folks say that shit. They be like, yeah, I'm putting my focus on something that means something to me. But hell, a lot of shit can mean something to you. Hoes can mean something to you. You can be like, man, shit, I gotta have all the bitches. I'm fine. I gotta have all the fine ass bitches. Pussy can mean something to you. Some certain drug that you want can mean something to you, and that's all the shit to take you backwards. Because you have to spend on it. If you want to be rich, then you gotta see what you're spending on. And the only thing you spend on is shit that depend on you. If you spend your money on only shit that depend on you, you already rich. Because you ain't doing that but invested in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's my praying in vain. It's my living in vain. It's my crying in vain. Feel like I'm crawling through the rain. Will I see sunshine again? Will I kiss my kids again? Lord, I'm only a man. Trying to understand. I need understanding. These worldly things. I keep asking for sunshine, it ain't getting that but rain. God bless America, cause in America it ain't that but pain. These folks got all the sins, trying to slave us, preaching Dr. King. Put niggas in a rage, bro, trying to cage us until we go insane. But God made us tough enough to pray through this thing. And uproot this pain, how to understand an unruly game. When the roots so plain, would it be fair to us to create a barrier between us and the rich folks' chains? They been standing up, looking down on us from the hills till we look like grain. Now we standing up, we try to catch up, but in fear cause we look like gangs. We fear cause we look like lames. When the grave is the next best thing, it keep me wondering, man. Is my praying in vain? Is my living in vain? Is my crying in vain?
That's even real. La ilaha illa la. La ilaha illa la. La ilaha illa la. There is nothing worthy of worship except God. And folk can call me crazy. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Oh, but when I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at it like that means a mouthful. That's a mouthful. You know, I don't say, boy, you just said a mouthful. Them folks said a mouthful. La ilaha illa la. There is nothing worthy of worship except God himself. And nothing else. Not even myself is worthy of worship. When I'm putting more of me time and not enough God time in, because I got so much me time and it goes so fast that I always end up leaving God out. Because my me time make me tired, and then when it's time for God, I'm too tired. I put God time on my sleep time and my me time on me and God's time. La ilaha illa la. So nothing worthy of worship except God and God alone. No identity is worthy of worship. Nothing, no nothing. Everything was made from God. He gave it to me. You know what I'm saying? As a present, because he loves me. And he said, Abraham, and Sarah's seed, or Abraham's seed, shall be spread like the sands of the world. And so if he brings seed from you, he's telling you, you know, if he brings seed from you, that's in love. That means he wants you to put your spirit back out there again because he sees something in it. He wants you to put yourself back out there again because he sees something in you. And he can try it again. It's called like them T cells in your body. You know what I'm saying? T cells going to give it another T cell made just like him. The presence from God. The key is he putting you back out there to be stronger. And you put what you had into yours because you love him. And so you be stronger. And the only way to see through everything else that tries to get in your way is to understand that. La ilaha illallah. There is nothing worthy of worship except God himself. Things was made by God. If you worship God, then you thank him for. There's nothing worthy of worship. Not even thanking him for it. Like, God, thank you for this house. You worship in that house. You saying, God, thank you for something. And I don't, you know, God, thank you. I got me somewhere to stay. Thank you, God. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for giving me and my family somewhere to live. But not for this house, God. Oh, this house is bad. You know, as soon as you put that, is it as soon as you put that involved and it's like you turn to, I mean, you put it in there like, you know, ooh, this life, just do it for me right here. Then that's something that you love and you're going to start to pay more attention on because you're spending more time with than God. So no matter how deep he, no matter how on the top of the water he wants you to see, and I'm talking about the one who's quietly whispers in the ears of believers, him. So no matter how he wants you to look over things, us to look over things, we got to really think of it, that if there's anything that you worship more than God, no matter what it is, maybe you don't even see you worshiping, but you spend more time with it than you spend trying to find God or trying to make sure that you're not, that you stand inside of the will of God, pretty much. And you ain't trying to file out with God or like, you know what I'm saying? But you stay in the will of God himself. As long as you're doing that, then it ain't too much frustration. All that stress shit start to go away. You know what I'm saying? Because you start to really learn to put yourself in, you know, you build your mind around understanding, like, the truth. That ain't nothing worthy of worship except God. That's who you got to go back to. From Allah we came and from Allah we return. So, follow the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was past the time. From all the other prophets before him. So, stay focused. And understand that when you put it in your mind, see, I'm starting to understand T-cells. And I love T-cells for some reason. I want to be a T-cell. You know what I mean? I want to be a T-cell because it's like we get to plant seeds on each other. Ooh, that was bad. We get to plant seeds in each other. You see what I'm saying? And I can plant a seed in you that can cause you to go and die, but I need you. You see what I'm saying? So I can plant a seed in you to get you out of my battle. Or to lessen you as a soldier in a war that you was put here to win. You know what I mean? And Because T cells in your body, if you learn to understand T cells in your body and stuff, you know, they are to outdo whatever's just in front of them. And the only thing you got to do is to keep it healthy and keep it natural enough to figure it out. T cells will get you to live forever. But you have to keep it healthy enough. Find out what gets it healthy. I know all these pills and shots and all this crazy folk got to, you know what I'm saying? I know they can't be healthy, man, because it's teaching your T cell that it has to depend on it. See, you know what I'm saying? When you first start, see, that's when the government people, man, or whoever, that's when the people, I don't even gonna say the government, because it's how the world is made. Okay? That is how the day first start to win, is they get you and your body to think that it has to depend on them. That's control over your mind. That's control over your spirit. That's control over your those senses. That's control over your focus. Because your body gets something wrong with it, and it's like, oh my God, I need what they got fast. You see what I'm saying? But our T cells was built to beat it already. We was built to beat whatever comes at us, any disease, anything, without depending on this. You know what I mean? It's good to stay healthy. Much love, but I hope my prayer is not in vain.
I was sitting here telling myself, man, I was wondering, like, you know, why God be so mad and not understanding with us or whatever? Like, why God don't understand us and he created us? And I was just looking at freaking IG, bro, just Instagram by itself. Fuck. And I understand. Because the evil whisperer puts it out there for you, and it's there, shit, plain as day. It can hurt you, it can get you in a whole lot of trouble, it can pull you away from your family, it can give you everything but what God gave you, because everything that God gave you, it's going to take it away. And then I was looking, I'm like, damn, bro, like, what the fuck, like, why the fuck I be so mad like that? And it's like, because he give you free will. So freely, you know, freely what you do is what you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so freely what you do is what you choose to do. That's your choice on what you doing. You know what I mean? So if you looking at it and it's there, like, you know that shit wrong, and you go right back to it again. What you just chose. You chose over what was meant for, you know, for... You chose over what was meant. However I'm trying to say it, like, you chose over, like, how the Most High God, Allah, God, how he meant for it to happen. Like, that's not how he was wanting it to work. Or that's not what he had in place for it to happen or whatever. And for that reason, like, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that creates is your choice. Your choice creates some shit because it puts a path right there, like, it, like, opens up a different path to you to meet different people. And then if you meet different people, people that you know what I'm saying, will soon be able to know the different people. Then that way, different ideals begin to meet each other. And without your creation, you stopping those ideals from actually, you know, for meeting. Different people think different ways, and sometimes that's a formula, dude. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that shit comes up like a formula, because you never know. I don't never know you from a hole in my man. You might got something, or you might think a certain way someday, and I'm thinking a certain way someday, and then boom, there it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then boom, there it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's what make millionaires. Your choice make millionaires just by you choosing to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? It allows people a different feeling around you, and it allows people a different way of thinking, comfortableness, which is when people think better is when they're comfortable. You know what I mean? People think better when they're comfortable, because if they, you know, under pressure, then they're trying to think fast. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi barakatuh.
But as far as like being the perfect man, we don't have the chance to be the perfect man. We're supposed to pass it on.
Right.
When you blessed enough that, you know what I'm saying, like especially if he give you children, so that if you blessed like that, then we're supposed to pass it on. In the Pharaoh days back when Pharaoh and stuff, was, you know what I'm saying, the king and, you know what I'm saying, they had all the Israelites and stuff and they was all trapped.
Right.
Inside Pharaoh's little thing, just to build up his world, to try to keep Pharaoh's world going. Now listen there, to keep Pharaoh's world going. So this was before the coin. Then when the coin came, that's how Pharaoh's trick.
Before the what?
Coin. You remember they were selling jewelry and stuff and goats and goat milk and stuff like that. It was just all stuff like, you know what I'm saying? You had livestock and animals, stuff like that. Blah, blah. You know, little pearl and stuff like that to get a pair. Yeah, yeah. Then Pharaoh made the coin. Caesar. You know what I'm saying? That's why when Jesus was back, Jesus said, you give Caesar what is Caesar's and give God to what is God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you give Caesar his money, yeah. But you give God his everything. You give God all his praise and all his prayers, and you give him all his, you know what I mean?
His time.
Give that to God. Give him some time. Give him his prayer. Give him his praise. Let him know that you ain't just serving Caesar. Because it's either Caesar or God. You see what I'm saying? So you got to let him know that you ain't serving Caesar. That's why he said, that's why Christ said, Jesus said, give Caesar what is Caesar's, give him his money. And if you take his money, you give him his money. But when it comes to God, you give God his.
Yep.
Now, if you start spending all your time trying to figure out what Caesar wants and how to stay up with Caesar's game, what he not created, then you ain't making no time for God.
You ain't fighting.
You ain't even fighting.
No,
you made your mind up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ain't giving him no time. You told God, nigga, I'm not giving you none of my time. You know what I'm saying? I got to try to hurry up before Caesar lose me.
Yep, that was it.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got to try to hurry up before Caesar lose me.
Yep.
So I can't give you none of my time. I'm not going to pray to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I do, I'm going to mumble some words to you. Right. A couple times. Thank you. Thank you for everything. You know what I mean? I'm going to mumble them little words to you. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all you get at me. That's what you're telling God. Man, listen, y'all. First of all, this is another segment of King Farouk podcast or whatever. But first of all, y'all, I gotta get this off of my chest. The world is so fucked up right now that they got these little bitty ass goddamn girls all over these motherfuckers, all over everywhere, bro, just shaking their ass. The babies. The fuck? And they go sit here telling this shit. They know damn this shit is going to hell, man. You doing this shit and then they locking folks up for it. You know what I'm saying? But they got these little girls on her motherfucking advertising. And they know it because they goddamn show they do it. They looking at it. They see it. They see what's going on, man. These folks finding another way to sell some shit. And they using these kids, bro. They setting up the world, man, to be like colonists, man. Like, these motherfuckers over here gonna be our entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they young, goddamn, they this and they that. They gonna be our entertainment. This one right here and these out here, they gonna be our entertainment. We just put them in an environment where everybody do it at. And then multiply all the females over here where everybody do them at. You see what I'm saying? Where everybody do this shit at. And then they gonna be ours right here. This be our entertainment. These over here are gonna be our fighters. You see what I'm saying? We gonna be able to entertain these. This is war. Not even if folk got a nigga at ground zero, this motherfucker, man, nigga don't even see it. Nigga, it's trippy. The rich folk, man, they looking down on us. Now we look like grain.
So we standing up and we trying to catch up. We in fear because we look like gangs. They got us fucked up like that. We in fear because we look like lames. You feel me? But a grave is the next best thing. Keep me wondering, man. Yo, 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 podcasters, this is King Farouk coming back with King Farouk Radio, and here, good early whatever, you know, however, whatever you guys like, you know what I'm saying, that's what you love, so whatever. But the my point of this shit right here for the day is about, they got the guys like, you know, that's, they got locked away and shit. They got them like in jail or whatever. And they're not feeding them dudes right. You know what I mean? They're not, first of all, your body do not produce vitamin C naturally. And they don't get vitamin C. I mean, every day. You know what I mean? They pick and choose who they give the vitamin C to. Or it's not enough. I think it's your body needs like 60 as a man. Damn it, if I'm wrong. Freaking, I don't know, I ain't got no money, so how you gonna sue me? But 40%, I'm gonna say that a man should eat of natural vitamins of his body every day, and a woman is 90%. You know what I'm saying? I know that, but that's her body weight or whatever. No, I said this shit dead wrong, not the woman's body weight, but 90% of the shit that's on the box, man. I read it on Google or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? They supposed to eat that every day, and I think men supposed to be like 60, right? Especially like, you know, for your muscle vitamins and like vitamin C and like, you know what I'm saying, vitamin D, because that's like the coating of, they keep the wall stick for your, you know what I'm saying, for the vitamins to be able to last the shit that they got to eat through. And if they're not getting that in there, man, them folks is just really waiting to die. That's like a slow death sentence. You know what I mean? Because when it all boils down, your immune system is going to have to stay strong enough in order for the T cells to be able to fight or to stand up to the fight that's coming to them or whatever. You know what I mean? So if their T cells is not going to have a chance to fight, then they just dying slow. You know what I mean? So whoever got family in there, you better listen. And because I know my prayer is not in vain.